This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dearest brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah bless our Ramadan, and I pray that you're doing all well. I am speaking to you all from Sydney, Australia, with today's episode number one of our series, This Ramadan Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the book of hadith compiled by Imam Ahmad, and also in other books of hadith, such as the one compiled by Imam At-Tirmidhi as well, there's a narration upon the authority of Al-Harith Al-Ash'ari, and he reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Yahya ibn Zakariya to practice five things and to command Banu Israel to practice upon them as well. And Yahya ibn Zakariya almost delayed on acting on these commands and sharing it with Banu Israel until Isa alayhi salam spoke to him and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you towards five things and commanded you to relay them to Banu Israel, and if you don't, then I will. And Yahya ibn Zakariya said to Isa that I am afraid that if you relay to them this instruction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to me, it will be a means of my destruction, or that I will be severely punished. So immediately, Yahya ibn Zakariya gathers Banu Israel in al-Bayt al-Maqdis, and a large gathering arrives, and they sit on an elevated place, and he commands them towards that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded to. And it was in the form of, number one, Tawheed, which is the worship of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the Salah, and then the Siyam, which is the fasting, and we are also in the month of Ramadan in fasting. And then he commanded them towards Sadaqah, and being charitable, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their financial standing and material well-being. And then he said, and I command you to the fifth thing, and that is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-dhikr. Subhanallah. And then he goes on to say that I command you to this fifth thing, the dhikr, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him to practice and relate to Banu Israel, because it's similar to a person who is running away with an enemy or a group of people. This group constitutes this person's enemy chasing after him. And he's running away with extreme fear, no doubt looking over his shoulder because he fears this enemy. This enemy is vicious. This enemy intends this person. And then this person arrives at a castle, at a sanctuary. And he enters the sanctuary and locks himself in. And as such, he is thoroughly protected. So he says that this is what dhikr does for a person who lives in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this particular case, no doubt, keeping their tongues moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this dhikr becomes a castle, a sanctuary, a means of protection for the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt, brothers and sisters in Islam, shaytan is a great enemy to the son of Adam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us this in the Quran, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا, that indeed shaytan to you is an enemy, so take him as an enemy. How do we take shaytan as an enemy? If we were told that outside of our homes or in close proximity to our children, there was an enemy, what would we do, right? We would ensure that everyone was in, the doors were bolted shut, the windows were tightly locked, we'd have the alarm system on, we'd have the cameras rotating and monitoring, every spot, and we would make sure that we have eyes on the blind spots as well. Why? Because there's an enemy and we fear this enemy. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that shaytan is an enemy, so take him as an enemy. So here we see, brothers and sisters in Islam, subhanallah, why we should be doing dhikr. It's the natural response to us understanding that we have an enemy in the form of shaytan. Also, brothers and sisters in Islam, subhanallah, in the Quran, in the final testament, and we are in the month of Al-Quran, the timeless miracle, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is his miracle, and he left and his miracle remains with us. In this Quran, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He commands us towards dhikr, He tells us to do it abundantly. Subhanallah. He commands us to many things in the Quran, but when it comes to dhikr, He commands us towards dhikr in abundance. Udhkurullaha dhikran kathiran. Subhanallah. Also, if you look in the Quran, the only act of worship that we are commanded to do after an act of worship is dhikr. Subhanallah. Even after Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. Subhanallah. After you stand the plains of Arafah and you spend the whole day worshipping Allah with salah, with dhikr, with dua, with istighfar, with all the different acts of worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you're done with that, then move along and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He commands us towards dhikr. Even after the verses in relation to Salatul Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you're done with the Salah, with Salatul Jumu'ah, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Go out in the lands and search for the sustenance and blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for you. Then what does Allah say? After the Salah, Allah says, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. And remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. This is what we should endeavor to try and bring into our lives, especially in this month of Ramadan. And there's no better month to try and transform. Ramadan is the month that helps us to become transformed so that we become the best version of ourselves, so that we are able to achieve our God-given potential. Allah opens the doors of Jannah, shuts the doors of Jahannam, chains the shayateen, gives us every opportunity to be the best version of ourselves. So let us use this Ramadan to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diligently. Let's put into play some of the processes that will assist us, that will remind us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's some intelligent applications with authentic adhkar in them as well, and they beep at certain times, just to give you that trigger, just to give you that trigger that over time, inshallah, enough neurons will be created in our minds that will help us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala internally without the external help. But no doubt, until we get there, achieving and getting some external help is fine. And also, brothers and sisters in Islam, put it as part of your timetable: the morning adhkar, remembrances of Allah; the evening adhkar, remembrance of Allah. And there's a wonderful book known as The Fortress of a Muslim. Al-Hisn al-Muslim, a fortress, subhanAllah. We're just talking about how dhikr is a fortress, right? A sanctuary, a place of safety. Hisn al-Muslim. Right, the fortress of a believer. There's an app which you can download. There's the du'as in it are authentic, and it has all the different du'as, even du'as that we don't know, which we can recite in salah, in ruku', in sujood, so that we have variants when we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that protects our worship from becoming a norm. Sometimes when we just worship with just one dua, one supplication, one dhikr, then sometimes it just becomes a norm whereby we do it without even focusing, without even contemplating, right? So if you have multitudes of du'as, all from the sunnah, and you've memorized them, and this is part of your dhikr arsenal, then what happens? Now in ruku, there's different du'as you can make. In sujood, there's different du'as which you can make, and then you can alternate between them so that it keeps you focused in your salah, and protects your salah, protects your ibadah from just becoming an ada, a norm, whereby you're just doing something automatically, but rather you do it with focus because you have different du'as that you are choosing from. So I leave you with this message for today's episode. Moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Remember me in your dua. Until next time, salamu alayhi alaykum wa rahmatuhu wa barakatuhu.